friends are like old memories. They always remind you of your past, and we are reminding ourselves of the past episodes from this week of Good Company for The Best of Good Company with me, Holly Taylor. I'm Holly Taylor. We're talking about some of those mementos. Those little memories that come in the form of a small dress, maybe a baby blanket, as parents are owning up to holding on to quite a few things of their kids, at least 20 different items a parent on average will keep as keepsakes for their children. I actually kept a hand-knit skirt and sweater, thinking that my kids would wear it. Kid number one was not that size in winter, but kid number two wore it every single day for almost a year, even in the summer. So it felt good that I kept it and it got used, and now I'll put it in her bin for her to pass on to maybe any kids she has. But what about you? Enough about me. 905-338-1250. We've got some text messages. Producer Mike, what do we have on the line?
We got a couple of messages here. I got one from Nancy. She says she kept a lock of hair from her daughter's first haircut.
Aw, that's sweet.
A little weird. If you're not a parent and you're thinking about keeping somebody's lock of hair, it's like, okay.
Yeah, no. My mom kept a lock of my hair. I think I got a lock of my oldest hair, and I forgot again for baby number two.
You're all strange. Anyways, we got another text message
here
from Meredith. She says, kept the first pair of baby shoes.
Oh.
Apparently her mom did the same, but she bronzed them back in the 80s.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
What is bronzing?
Well, it's like, you know, bronze, the metal.
Yeah.
So they would dip the shoes.
Literally just dip
them
in.
Yes, and then they'd be bronzed and, like, kept.
Okay, all right.
So they wouldn't deteriorate and it became like a new kind of keepsake.
Huh, interesting.
Yeah, I know. Actually, I think my mom did the same for mine, but I've not seen any of these childhood mementos.
No.
And honestly, if there's locks of hair in it, in hindsight, yeah, that is kind of gross.
Maybe you don't want to.
Yeah, no, I'm good. Feel free to weigh in on our conversation today, and it sounds like we've got some first-time texters. I don't recall a Meredith texting in, so thank you. We love hearing from you. It's Holly Taylor, and I want to talk impulse buys with you because I was happening to be on Facebook Marketplace like all the time. You just never know when a good deal will pop up. I can already see Producer Mike rolling his eyes. This happens when you get older. You look for good deals, Producer Mike.
I buy it, yeah.
Stop judging me. I saw a harp, a Celtic harp, and I wanted to buy it just because it sounded cool.
Well, you think about it. Where would you put that?
I don't care.
Okay.
I want it.
All right. Gonna teach one of the kids how to play harp?
Maybe.
Just so you have an excuse to have it?
Yeah, get in touch with our Irish roots.
Yeah, okay.
Why not? It's March. We've got St. Paddy's Day coming up.
Yeah, it's seasonal.
Exactly.
There you go.
We can use it as decor for both St. Paddy's Day and Christmas. So there. This is how I rationalize a lot of my purchases. But this one I did not buy because my husband would have a very similar, if not more severe, reaction to this purchase as Mike did. But I want to talk about some of those impulse buys at the time. Sounded super good. You're like, yes, this is going to be amazing. And then, well, maybe they fell a little flat. They did not live up to expectation. I can think of plenty of impulse buys, especially during the pandemic, that now are collecting dust. Maybe a treadmill? Mm-hmm. Let me know those impulse buys that you've made. Oh, man. It just felt so good at the time, right? And then after the fact, womp womp. 905-338-1250. I'm Holly Taylor for Good Company, and the poll is in the 20 best cities in America. And so for an International Happiness Day that's coming up March 20th, circle that date on your calendar as it's the day before spring. So, of course, we're going to be happy. The happy cities in the U.S. are included in the best cities. So if you are looking for a place to travel and you want to go to a city in the States where generally the people are happy, you're going to want to go generally to the West. Makes sense, though. I mean, the East, there's a lot of population. You got New York that's super busy. You got Florida that, you know, a lot of people say the heat's getting to them. Although I hear Miami's pretty fun. I've only been there for like half a day. But yes, Fremont, California, number one as one of the best cities in all of the U.S. So put that on your place to travel. We've got Overland Park in Kansas, San Jose, yes, California, Madison, Wisconsin. I don't know why I said Wisconsin like that. I just felt like it needed a little bit of an emphasis. Wisconsin making the list here. And then number five, back to California, Irvine. So there you go, guys. We got to go west, way west, for some happy cities in the United States. Now, if that's too far out of your reach, you can always go to Scottsdale, Arizona. You could go to, let's see, North Dakota. That's still more west. Minnesota. There you go. Minneapolis, Minnesota, number 13. So that'll be, I think, one of the closest ones for us to get to in the United States. We are talking flights and traveling, as next week is going to be very, very, very busy, my friends, at Pearson. But there are definitely tools for us to use. I know going through customs can feel a little overwhelming. And so if you're in Canada, the advanced declaration is there for you. You can actually submit your customs and immigration declaration up to 72 hours in advance before you fly. So, whoo, one less thing for you to worry about at the airport. And you might be thinking, oh, Holly, what about going to the U.S.? Don't worry. The United States Customs and Border Protection's got you covered with their mobile passport control. So customs, now digital, if you so choose. And so it's so nice to have these things. Even parking. You can register your parking in advance. So where are you going? Hopefully these tips help you. 905-338-1250. Elaine, I am wildly jealous of you because where are me and producer Mike going next week?
Nowhere.
It's so sad. Well, we'll get a vacation at some point. We just want to, you know, we just love our job so much. So, Elaine, well, you're going to Fort Lauderdale. A little jealous here. Have a great time. Think of us. If you miss us, don't forget you can download the MyJoy Radio app. Shameless plug right here. Yes, it does work in the U.S. So does our Facebook, ironically, and Instagram. Just not here. Oh, this is lovely. We have another message here. 2 weeks in Kingston to see my parents. Says, it looks like Edwin. So Edwin, going to Kingston, chilling with the folks. Love that. So there we go. Kingston, Fort Lauderdale. We're just going to be basking in the sun here in Oakville, so there's that. I'm Holly Taylor. We're talking side hustles. Producer Mike, any side hustles? Gardening?
You know, not yet.
Okay.
But I would love to do some production or voiceover stuff on the side.
Cool.
I admire what you can do with your voiceover stuff.
Thank you.
And I think that'd be a cool gig to have, yeah.
Yeah, it is fun.
Especially if it's something you like and it's just a continuation of the job you already have. It seems like a natural progression.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's a lot of fun to do so. So, yes, maybe one day, Mike, you can be like me.
Keep following in your footsteps.
Oh, they're very tiny, so you're good to go. All right, let's take a look at some text messages at 905-338-1250. The side hustles becoming full-time gigs. Or, you know, at least paying a few bills here and there. Ruth says during the pandemic, she actually started to do more knitting. Now she has an Etsy account and she actually sells all of her creations. So becoming more than just a side hustle there, being able to generate some good money. Let's take a look at another one. Still a side hustle, Holly, says Luke. But I absolutely have enjoyed just doing yard work and supporting my friends and families who might be having troubles doing their yard work. I'm the guy they call. So you're like the community do-getter gardener or something like that. I don't know. There must be some kind of title we can bestow upon you. Side hustles. Yes, no, and what are they?